Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
When the Holy Spirit arrived, it arrived not only to the old, but also the young. So I've asked Victoria to come read our first scripture passage.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of the Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different languages as the Spirit gave them ability. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It's Pentecost. This is the day that we mark the birth of the church. And it's like a celebration that is like none other. It's brought in the fullest incarnation as we emerge and we dare to travel to new heights. I am doing a new thing. Can you perceive it? Scripture tells us that they were gathered in a room. They were waiting for that piece of scripture that was found in John 14 to occur, where Jesus says, "I will ask the Father to give you another advocate to be with you forever." And all of a sudden, it occurred. The Spirit of truth descended upon everyone present on that day in Pentecost. I would tell you, I think this is the Holy Spirit's finest moment. And it was just as it was promised to the disciples. And it's been promised to each of us. Now, for most of us, we haven't had that experience of dancing flames and tongues descending upon our heads. It doesn't happen like it happened for our siblings in Acts. And to be honest, sometimes I wish it did. It would be so much easier to know that the Holy Spirit is present if it came down and danced on top of your head. But that doesn't happen for us per se. Instead, we have the promise that came so long ago that we are each marked or sealed when we are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Did you notice that God's word came on that day in a way that God deeply affirmed that this diversity, flames, tongues, all arrived to signal the unity of the body? In the emerging church in the book of Acts, a series of events then happened that lead Peter. Remember, Peter was not like shining, remember? He was kind of, yeah, you know, the several things happened before Peter began to really be the rock and understand that God showed no partiality and that all were welcome into the new light of Christ. It was a strange dream, but Peter interpreted it correctly. And upon the rock, the Spirit built a church that offers hope to the hopeless, strength to the weary, and a new life to those who think their life is over. Upon these things, this church will continue to carry the mission to the world that is so desperate for the news that our God is a God that gives you power of transformation again and again and again. For some, this level of diversity was so foreign that they said what? Do you remember what they said in the passage? They must be filled with wine. Peter took somewhat exception to that, cleared up the issue, and said, this is the day. This is the day that has been prophesied from prophets of old. This is the day when God's Spirit arrives and pours out itself among female and male, young and old, free and enslaved. This is it. This is the moment. This is the moment of diversity, not homogeneity, that brings a community of believers together. Difference is no longer an excuse for diversion or a justification for disparity. Peter invites us to think about what it means for the Holy Spirit to come into our lives so that we can be empowered to carry the good news of God's deeds that make it relevant today. I can only imagine how the disciples felt when they noted they had been misjudged. You can understand it though, right? This common folk were speaking languages that were so different from what was expected that some were pretty suspicious and kind of dismissed it as holy work. That crowd could not even begin to think that God might have been at work. Yet the disciples persisted. They persisted and they carried out God's word. They moved it forward. And the Spirit made them stand out in communities in not a good way. And in spite of the certainty of life that always put them at risk of being understood, they persevered. The good news was and is that we're not alone. We're not alone. The Spirit is always present with us and with the community. They were faithful to the vision of how God works through diversity to gather a community together. And this continues to be the call to each of us. We believe that each of us here in this space has been touched by those flames of the Holy Spirit. And while formally in baptism, most of us don't remember, many of you probably have had those moments when you know. Those mountaintop experiences, you know, at camp, or maybe work camp, or when you were ordained as a deacon, an elder, a commissioned ruling elder, a minister of word and sacrament. But it's also equally as present in that quiet hospital chapel when we find ourselves at wit's end. God continues to speak to each of us through the Holy Spirit and calls out to us to gather, to come, because God works with everyday people of faith, just like you and me. So some 22 and a half months ago, you left this beloved space. The Holy Spirit, I would tell you, probably guided you downstairs. And then it became kind of desert time, right? You felt like you were wandering for a while. And you were. But you continued to be faithful and worship in Fellowship Hall. And today we return to this gorgeous restored space. I can't help but hear God cry out to us today. I am doing a new thing. Can you now perceive it? Like a butterfly, we've emerged at this very moment. It feels like we are probably unfurling our wings. And I wonder where it will take us. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.